things weren't perfect. They never are. And I think the one thing that was different was it was my third title fight in 9 months, and I don't think anyone's ever even attempted that before.
Yesterday, Ronda Rousey was on Ellen, and she's talking about her loss to Holly Holm, which was her first loss. Up until then, she was undefeated. She had knocked everybody out.
And quickly.
Quickly, 30 seconds or less. Mm-hmm. Every single fight she had been in, 30 seconds or less. So her first loss to Holly Holm.
Personally speaking, I think that she was... I think she was underprepared for Holly Holm. I think there was definitely that side to it.
She was too comfortable, maybe.
I think so.
She had knocked everybody else out so quickly. Uh-huh. Is that what?
I think same with kind of like boxers, they go through that whole thing. Mike Tyson was another one. Like, he was blasting people away, and then he fought a guy called Buster Douglas who beat him, and it was like, wow, where did this like Buster Douglas guy come from? I think there is that element of getting complacent when you blow everyone out the way so quickly.
So she fights, loses to Holly Holm, is in the hospital room. She's talking to Ellen about what is going through her head.
I was like in the medical room, and I was like down in the corner. I was sitting in the corner, and I was like, what am I anymore if I'm not this? And I was literally sitting there and like thinking about killing myself. And then exact second, I'm like, I'm nothing. I'm like, what do I do anymore?
That is really heavy to think as a fighter that if you lose one fight,
you're done. What have you got to live for?
That would be her mentality. And I'm very shocked by that because she's such a strong woman. Mm-hmm. She overcame. She had a speech thing when she was a kid, which people might brush off and say it's a speech thing. But when you're a kid, it's tough enough to be a kid. Mm-hmm. And she didn't even talk for the first few years of her life. She wouldn't speak.
Isn't it amazing that someone who is as badass as Ronda Rousey can be...
Wouldn't you expect to lose one fight?
Oh, yeah.
I shouldn't say expect. I mean, you probably don't go and go, oh, I'm going to lose one fight, it won't matter.
Yeah.
That I'm sure you still beat yourself up and you're hard on yourself, but it's...
With fighters...
You have to be able to lose and come back stronger.
Because with fighters as well, like, it only takes, like, one punch from that other person.
Sometimes, to knock you out.
That's all it takes.
So she's telling Ellen that she contemplates suicide after the fight, and this is what kind of brought her out of that funk.
To be honest, I looked up and I saw my man, Travis, was standing there, and I was looking up at him, and I was just like, I need to have his babies. I need to stay alive. I was like, really? That was
you need to stay alive.
If you're Travis, you're like,
pressure's on.
Yeah. Rhonda.
I'm going to be interested to see, though, because she comes back from this, but Holly Holm is fighting in a couple of weeks' time. How she looks, yeah, because it'll be interesting, because the person, I can't think of the name of the lady she's fighting now, but I've seen her fight before, and this other lady's pretty badass as well. So, but hi, you're 97.7, you're live on the air. Who's this?
Hey, Pets, this is CJ.
Hey, CJ, how you doing, sir?
Pretty good. Good morning to everybody.
Good morning. What's going on? What can we do for you?
So, well, you guys were talking about Ronda Rousey, right?
Yes.
So this isn't the first time that she had thought about suicide. She did it after the Olympics.
Oh, really?
What happened in the Olympics?
Well, she came in second. She got the silver medal, and because she didn't win, she really thought about committing suicide because she had been blowing everybody out in judo.
That seems like a very... strange reaction. That cannot be her reaction every single time she loses. Doesn't that make you?
No, you're right. And the crazy thing is, I always thought Holly Holm was a complete different animal. Anyway, I knew she was going to come in and wreck shop on every girl in the division.
Yeah.
But when Ronda's going out there saying, "Oh, I'm going to take time off. I'm going to do this Roadhouse movie and all this and that." There was no way that she was going to beat Holly Holm
if she's already planning after.
Right, there was no way.
Do you you said you knew Holly Holm was a different her? Who's her upcoming fight against?
I'm just looking at it now because
Misha Tate.
That's right, and she looks pretty badass.
Well, Misha's already fought Ronda, I think, three different times or twice anyway, and has been armbarred every single time.
Mm-hmm. So, do fighters watch tape like football players do?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so CJ, who's your money on, Holly Holm or Misha Tate?
Holly Holm, and in the rematch against Ronda Rousey, Holly Holm.
Oh, you're calling a rematch?
Do you think...
It's already signed. That's already done. I think it's later this year they're fighting.
Do you think that once that rematch happens, and if Holly Holm does beat Ronda Rousey, do you think Rousey will then just hang up and retire, do you think?
I don't know. Well, the crazy thing is there's this chicken from Brazil, Cyborg, and they've always been talking crap, so maybe they'll fight.
Yeah, maybe. I'm a big UFC fan. I love it.
I don't know how you get geared up to go to work. Like, I can barely drag myself out of bed to come sit here and listen to music. I don't know how you get geared up to go to work to get punched in the face. That's just not something. CJ, what do you do? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Dover.
Are you single?
No, I'm married.
Okay. Well, you and your wife can come to the single mingle and find somebody better. I'm just kidding. CJ, thank you for being part of the show this morning.
Thank you so much.
All right, bye.
You're welcome.